The United Cook Inlet Drift Association is asking the Board of Fisheries to consider an agenda change at its work session next month. If accepted, it would move the consideration of a new Kodiak Area Management Plan up to a sooner date. The next time the Board of Fisheries is scheduled to look over the management plan is 2020. The request is based on findings from a genetic study of sockeye salmon in the western Kodiak management area. According to the study, Cook Inlet sockeye salmon made up roughly 8% of the overall sockeye sampled in 2014, 37% in 2015, and 30% in 2016. United Cook Inlet Drift Association Vice President Eric Hipsch says it throws Cook Inlet sockeye management off if other areas harvest their fish.
You know, all the escapement goals come into question, the brood tables, the management plans, all those things are dependent on using, you know, the best science we have. And when those fish are harvested into another area, then they don't enter. The data is not gathered in this area. We don't know how many fish were being caught, and so... the department can't do its job.
In a letter he wrote to the Board of Fisheries in January, Hipsch poses the question of how Kodiak's interception of salmon as they travel into Cook Inlet affects escapement. He says he would hope the board would take a look at the management plan in light of the latest genetic work to minimize the harvest of Cook Inlet and other non-local stocks. Nick Sigalkin, ADF&G's regional supervisor for the Westward region, says they published the study results last year, and they weren't really surprising, at least locally.
The areas where we expected to find most of our major stocks, like sockeye salmon for Karlik, we were finding those in the areas that we expected. We were finding them in the temporal we expected.
The United Cook Inlet Drift Association is requesting sockeye caps through the last week of June and through the month of July. So when Kodiak fishermen have caught the max number of sockeye, all salmon fishing stops. But that's not how the management system currently works in Kodiak, says Sigalkin. Instead, it's based on the health of the run.
So there's sort of a couple things that that concept misses is that it doesn't take into account all the other species that we're targeting, pink salmon, chums, and it doesn't really even look at how we're trying to control escapement.
He says there is one sockeye cap on the North Shelikof Strait. A sockeye salmon management plan there limits harvest of sockeye to account for the last time the issue came up in 1988. Cook Inlet and Kodiak fishermen grappled back then, too, and the Kodiak Salmon Work Group formed as a response. And now the work group is back. They're rallying other Kodiak stakeholders to protest the agenda change that includes local government. At their recent joint work session, the Kodiak Island Borough Assembly and the Kodiak City Council looked over a letter they'll jointly address to the Alaska Board of Fisheries. The letter addresses the damage the fishing limits could cause to the Kodiak economy. Borough Mayor Dan Rohr said the word that comes to mind is catastrophic.
The facts that I've heard in regards to it is devastating for our community, and I don't want to ever be guilty of crying wolf or anything of that nature, but on this one, there are truly catastrophic consequences.
The letter also states the agenda change request fails to meet the Board of Fisheries' three requirements for a change: meaningful new information, conservation concerns, or mistakes in regulation. The deadline for the city and borough to sign and send the letter is October 3rd, as is the rest of public comment. In Kodiak, I'm Kayla DeRoche.